Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 151, recorded on September 27th, 2013. I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And what we got you right here, we got you an episode of The Shaft, 151.
151.
That's a lot of them.
That is.
That's like one more than 150.
Yep.
Or two more than 149.
He can add and subtract, folks. We're in good hands tonight.
I can't multiply or divide.
Well, you know what? I hear we've got a special guest on tonight. Who's that, Eric?
Cricken!
Hey!
Hey!
What's up, Cricken?
Nothing. Everything. The sky. Oh, no.
I know we got a late start because we had some technical issues, but how's everything else going tonight?
It's awesome. Kind of got screwed up on the time a little bit, but made it here.
Yeah.
That's all Wes's fault.
It is. I am always the one that screws up everything, according to Twitter.
So how do we find Cricken, by the way?
Well, you can head on over to Twitter, and you can type in K-R-I-C-K-E-N-N, a double N. You can always go to YouTube, and that's It's Cricken, K-R-I-C-K-E-N.
Yep.
One N there.
How long have you been recording videos for YouTube, Cricken?
Since last Christmas. It's probably been about half a year.
Nice.
A little bit more.
Awesome.
And how the YouTubians treating you? Is that a word?
YouTubers?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. They're cool. I've met so many cool people. It's awesome.
Yeah, I noticed, so you've met a lot of other big YouTubers too, like you did a video with Ant Venom and a lot of cool people. So what is your channel all about? What kind of stuff do you do on your channel?
I only do Minecraft, but I do like mini games and Let's Plays and stuff.
Cool. Have you done any Minecraft adventures?
Not yet. I mean, I'll like go kill sheep and stuff, but that's pretty much it.
We'll have to get you into an adventure sometime. We like to do those every few weeks or so.
Yeah. And here's a question I like to ask people. So there's different types of Minecrafters. There's the builder, there's the explorer, and there's the technical guy that likes to build things in redstone and analyze and experiment.
Or, so right. Seth Bling.
Yeah, Seth Bling type.
I'm definitely not Seth Bling. I like to build, but then I got into YouTube and I became more of an explorer.
Okay, cool. So you like survival okay, cool.
You liking all the new biomes they're putting in then?
I haven't seen any. I'm really excited, though.
Are you playing on Snapshot, or are you still playing on 1.6?
I think I'm playing on 1.6.4.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been playing there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I sound like the goat? Did I do the goat thing? Anyway. So like, what's your favorite mini game lately?
Oh, okay. So, it's not a new one, but survival games... That's one of my all-time favorites. It's so cool.
I haven't done that in a long time.
You did a hardcore one once. And you died first out of the three of us.
Yeah.
I seem to recall.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about survival games where it's like the Hunger Games.
Right.
And that was the one where Aurelian chased me down and killed me. That's the last time I played.
So, by the way, Wes Wilson here, he's that fourth type of person that just likes to die all the time. That's what he's good at that.
That's not nice.
Well, you know, falling in lava or just like tripping over your own foot or something, you know.
Yeah, because you stay alive a lot.
Yeah.
So, recording your videos, do you have a set pattern that you're doing your recording in?
A pattern?
Like, do you have like a set night where you record from this time to this time and then put up in this time? Or do you just record whenever?
No, it's like, it's totally random. Like, when I feel like recording, we'll just go and record tons of videos.
And then you just see who's on Skype and go, there's Ant. Ant.
Yeah, no, it's literally how it happens. We all get thrown into groups and we just record for hours. Wow. It's cool.
That's cool. Oh, yeah. Awesome, then.
Eric's cool.
Your face is cool.
You know who else is cool?
No.
Sponsors! All of our sponsors. We actually have a new big sponsor this week. We were contacted by the folks who ran our Audible campaign for so long, and we're running a new one with ThinkGeek. So you can head on over to geek.deadworkers.com, and they've got a page just for us with a bunch of Minecraft stuff on it, and it's perfect for people getting ready for Halloween to get your costumes ready, or even better, Minecon. Anything you get here, you can bring to Minecon, and we'll sign it. Isn't that a bonus?
Yeah. Kind of. Like the little light-up torches. You can, like, walk around with little torches.
That's right. Yeah. My son has one of those, and it is so awesome.
Is it good?
Like, you can hang it on the wall and stuff.
How long does the battery work?
We haven't had to change it yet. So either he hasn't been using it or leaving it on too much or stuff. We should get one for here.
Yeah.
We should. We should get several and have them all around the edge of the room.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
So they've got that and a bunch of other cool stuff. So just head on over to geek.deadworkers.com and pick out some stuff, and it definitely helps the show out. And speaking of Minecon, are you heading to Minecon this year, Cricken?
I'm not.
What? No.
I know. I didn't even know there was Minecon this year.
Uh-oh.
Until like a couple weeks ago. So
well, you should still try to go. There's still a lot of stuff to do, even not at the con.
Yes.
After parties and stuff. And you get to meet a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Yep. We're definitely planning on next year.
Next year.
So we also have a bunch of sponsors this show. We have one individual sponsor, and that's Mechanical Jack from Craft Hub, who sells...
Ah!
He says,
Mechanical Jack thinks the shaft is great! Follow me on Twitter at CrazyOldJack.
Awesome.
And we also have some server sponsors. Psycho Chickens from last week forgot to leave a message, so we're going to read the message this week, which is go watch videos at youtube.com/psychochickens
with a Z.
Psycho Chickens.
And then also we have Erijah. Is that...
Erijah.
Sounds good.
Says, have you ever felt lost in Minecraft? So did we. We are the Once Lost Servers, a private white-lifted server full of YouTube personalities from all around the world. Keep up on our members' videos and our Twitter feed through our website at bit.ly/oncelost.
Cool. Okay.
And last but not least, J-Object says, listen to the shaft and play MoxieCraft, easily one of the best hours of the week at MoxieCraft.com. Do you have Moxie?
Go there and become a Moxeteer.
And we're still trying to get all of our sponsor pages and stuff set right, so if we missed your sponsor, just email me, Brent@deadworkers.com, and we'll get it on the next show for sure. And thank you all, sponsors. We appreciate it. If you want to sponsor the next show, just go to deadworkers.com/sponsor, and of course you can always post a message to the video right now. If you look below the chat and Twitch, there's a thing to I'm Raising, and it will actually put a message on the screen.
Yep, you can have your message come up in the middle of the screen right now. Do it.
Crazy.
Our journey.
So this is Our Journeys, where we talk about what's been going on over the past week. What you've been up to with Minecraft and life and whatever, Cricken?
Just recording like usual. School's been taking over a little bit, but still going.
Yeah. Do you want to do this like full time? Is this kind of a career thing?
It's more of a hobby. Like, I don't get paid for it yet, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, if you were getting paid, is that what you would want to do?
It'd be fun. I mean, I need to have a backup plan.
Gotta have that, right?
So, and you have, how many subs do you have now? You have quite a bit, it seems like.
What, 40? I think 40,000.
40,000.
Last time I checked.
Are you 49?
And you're just not partnered yet?
Oh, yeah.
Have you not?
Well, I'm partnered, but I haven't, like, filled out the paperwork to get paid, so I'm not getting paid.
48,2. You're gonna hit 50 soon.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, not only that, it seems like your videos have a good amount of hits to sub ratio. Like, you have a lot of hits compared to how many subs, so that's always a good thing. Unlike other channels we know of, ours.
Lots of subs, very few hits.
But yeah, so that's really cool, just doing videos. And I've been doing videos this week, still doing the at Brent Copeland series. We had some things go down. Had some things happen. I don't want to give anything away, so go watch them, have fun. And if you leave those mean comments again, I will cry on air. So
are you going to play on the newest snapshot next time you record?
Every time I do the new snapshot whenever I play, so I make sure it's on the latest and greatest.
Cool.
Which, you know, haven't really noticed much difference yet. I mean, I've just been playing with the sunflowers. That seems to be really the newest thing in the current area. A couple of new biomes around me, but that's about it.
Yeah, makes sense.
I got on the Shavlands today.
What?
Yeah. Well, I decided that you know, I needed to go and hang out. I've been saying I'm going to do it for a long time. So I went and got on the Shaftlands, and, you know, I haven't been on in a while, and my base was still there, but, like, some people had built some weird stuff around it that hadn't been touched and was kind of noobish looking. It was very cobblestone towery.
Like, ugly? Like, well, eyesores?
Eyesore is good. Horrendous. Horrific. These are words. So anyway, I finally got frustrated, and I said, no, and I smote it. I killed it. I said, this is my home. I will build what goes near my home. So I tore down, and I did notice that, like, the bridge to my house, I have a troll living under my bridge. I have someone who has built a house in the under the bridge of my house. It has a little sign.
And apparently you have a sugar daddy on the server.
Really?
Yeah, apparently Cheddarface is leaving you tons of stuff.
Oh.
For you to build your house.
I figured he would live under the bridge.
No.
I have a feeling Wes is cheating and going creative mode. That's just my guess.
Why? Because I'm building with obsidian?
Yeah, that kind of gave it away to begin with. Well, we got rules on the server. Only my daughter's allowed to play in creative mode.
Really? Well, I'm building a tower. Like, everything in my base I'm building legit. Yeah. But, like, the tower over my base I'm making out of obsidian. Obsidian and nether brick.
So you're only cheating on the coolest stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's fine.
But I figured, you know, I'd go ahead and get my base established and then move on. I also started working some more on the roads. Like, I don't know what it is about roads on multiplayer servers, but I feel like they connect people. And, like, if you can make roads, then you find ways to move people around the map, and it's like creating blood vessels. It's like, okay, yeah. I want people to go this direction. I will build a road that way, and people will follow it and build along it. And so I started working on the road some more and connecting some existing things and getting rid of the cobblestone monstrosity over my base. And yeah, that's what I did.
It was probably my son's castle. I'll let you know. I'll film him crying about it later and show it to you.
So I just wanted to talk a second about this video that I was talking about last week that I was putting out. And so this is a short Minecraft animation that I made, and it features the ghast. It's called Tears for a Fallen Ghast. If you do a search, you'll find it. Or it's on our YouTube channel, Dead Workers Party. So the comments were very mixed. Some of them, most of them just said, what? Like, what is this? This is freaking me out. Mostly
and that
people
is spelled W-U-T yes, question mark.
It is a what.
What? The true what.
What?
So mostly people were either freaked out, confused, or sad, or crying.
Yeah.
And apparently, most of the videos I make people cry. I got that a lot with, even to this day, with In Search of Diamonds and the song recently, Minecraft's End, they're like, I'm crying, I'm tearing up. It's like everything I do makes people cry. Or just go, what is this? Throw their hands up and go, I'm done with this channel. It's freaking me out. I'm just going to answer one of the questions. One of the comments was, why did you make this? And honestly, I made it because I wanted to see what it would look like. So basically, if you haven't seen this video, it's a depiction of what a ghast might look like if it doesn't look like a Minecraft ghast. So I made them big, creepy heads with glowing eyes, and instead of the tentacles, the big, hard, pixel-like cubed tentacles. It's like flowing almost like smoke. And honestly, I just wanted to make it, you know, and it's just kind of cool. And it's short. And anyway.
I've got to tell you, it changed how I looked at gas. Like, I'd never really thought about it that way. I thought they were more squid-like rather than heads with vapor tentacles underneath them.
Right.
And so now I kind of look at them different in the game because of your video.
Yeah. It's like if a gas was higher resolution, what would it be, right? Yeah. You know,
only slightly though. You did pixel. You did have the polygons on that.
Yeah, I didn't want it a totally smooth face. So,
see, I always picture them as babies, like, because it reminds me of like when I had my kids when they were babies, and he'd like change their diaper and they'd spit on you or pee on you, and that reminds me of a gas, just a baby flying around spitting fire at you. And it cries like that, right?
Yeah, and gas are always crying, so it's basically a gas falls from the sky, falls into lava and dies, and then the other gas come and gather around it and cry. And it's a sad video, yeah, but it's also creepy at the same time. So I was going for sad and creepy, and apparently that worked out. So
bravo. Good job, sir.
Bravo.
Sad and creepy. Well done.
And I'll prelude to the next video is going to be all about Enderman. And I'll leave it right there. It's going to be a straight-up Enderman story.
And it's going to make you cry.
Probably. I don't know. I don't mean to, really. No. I mean, straight-up, it's going to be more creepy than sad. But it's going to make
sense. Make me tear up. Make me hold my wife.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, do it right. Do it to me.
Done.
Okay, speaking of doing it to you.
Oh.
Okay. For those who don't know, we are giving out a PS4.
Yeah.
We have a winner.
Uh-oh.
So we've gone through and we got all the names from the two videos that we put out on the PS4, and we put them all in a big list, and then we randomized it, and we have pulled out a name. Do we want to give out the name right now?
Yes!
We did. Wait, do we really want to do that, Notch?
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is what you do, winner of the PS4. It's really a gift certificate to Amazon for the amount of a PS4, so hey, you may enjoy that better. You could buy our albums. A bunch of times. Anyway, so what you're going to have to do is we'll try to contact you on YouTube through that, but that thing sucks. So email us, and we'll get you in contact with people. And the winner is... I just like making you do the drum thing. Mr. Jenkins 1221.
Mr. Jenkins 1221, you have a PlayStation 4, and you have a PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're in chat now or not, but congratulations. We will be in touch.
Yeah.
And if you just want to donate to the show, that's fine too.
Yeah.
So besides that, we've been working on the website. We've got about 6 people, and I saw Cheddarface put in his article new editors to actually start putting content on the website about the community, about geek stuff that we enjoy and our community enjoys. So maybe we'll have... I saw 2 articles up there already. So we'll get the list of the editors in the next show and talk about them and talk about what's going on more. But you should be seeing some cool geek news on the website, and hopefully not just all regurgitated from Kotaku.
That's true.
Right? Right. It'll be good stuff.
Yes.
More about that in the news.
Oh, is it in there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
More about that in the news.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
So there is a new snapshot.
Snapshot.
Snapshot 13W39A and B. This week saw a couple of small but perfectly formed snapshots. Have there been imperfectly formed ones?
I believe A was probably imperfect and B made it perfect.
Probably that's true. Guess. And one of the new features may be of interest to some map makers, especially evil ones like Vex. The new addition is command block minecarts, which I really can't believe they didn't add this earlier, which run their commands when they travel over an activator rail. And we'll post a link to a video where Seth Bling demonstrates how this works. And otherwise, red sand has been added to the Mesa biome. And people playing in single player can now get diamonds to you achievement by throwing diamonds to some zombies.
Nice.
And they pick them up.
That's cool. Nice.
Have you? Do you poke around with the snapshots at all, Cricken?
I don't know how to, so I would, but I don't know.
It's not that tough. You just have to download like the jar, but you rename it.
No, it's much easier now.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. It's so easy now. Okay, so if you have the new launcher in 1.6.2, you had to get the new launcher thing. You just go into the options, and there's an option to play on the new stuff.
Oh,
basically.
Cool!
Really?
And then you just drop. There's a drop down, and this is under your like profiles. So you just edit your profile and select these options, and then you just pick under the drop down whatever version you want to play on back to a certain amount. They didn't do all the old versions, but they did a lot of them.
Yeah, you tell it like
that's how you play the new ones.
Yeah, you tell it that you want to play all the newest developmental versions or whatever.
Yeah, there's a checkbox because they basically don't want people to accidentally play them.
Yeah.
So there is a checkbox to basically say, do you want to play the experimental versions? Yeah. And then once you do that, it's the same drop down for picking any of the versions. Then it will unlock the new snapshot versions.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm still going to do that.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. I mean, the first day I did it, I found one of the new biomes and set up shop, and I've got sunflowers.
Nice.
Aww.
Still don't know what to do with them.
Aww.
Fancy.
But I'll look at them, and I'll sniff them, and I'll go, these are pretty, and maybe I'll make some sunflower seeds and talk weird. Something like that.
Flower sniffer.
So awesome. Great snapshots. I love seeing these every week. There's nothing better than a new snapshot. And I think it's one of the things that makes Minecraft kind of different from most games. Is it keeps you excited about what's next.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the command blocks are now on minecarts, so that's really cool. They get activated when they go over activation rail. And, I mean, think of all the cool stuff you could do with that.
I know.
You could do some weird, wacky stuff.
So what you could do is you have a button that releases a minecart onto a track that where it just goes around, and every time... So you could have a command block that basically got a timer on it.
Yeah. Yeah,
that doesn't start until after you push a button.
It's a cleaner timer than a bunch of repeaters.
Yeah,
you know.
Or you could have a minecart that goes down a track that does stuff like in sequential order.
Oh yeah, yeah. Activates at different locations.
Yeah.
Or alerts you that it's at a location or whatever.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Also, there's red sand, so that's for the mesa biome. So I'm wondering if you're going to be able to create red tinted glass with red sand later in the future.
So far, I believe it only acts like sand.
Well, yeah, for now, but we're just in the snapshot. I'm talking about later down the road, but I'm also thinking that people are going to not be happy enough with red tinted glass and want blue, green, orange, pink, mauve, turquoise, burnt sienna.
Burnt sienna?
Is that a color?
Hurting my head.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
Go to Lowe's and get one of those swatches with all the different colors on it.
Yeah. Purple rain. That's a color.
SpongeBob yellow. Patrick pink.
Yeah.
If they put SpongeBob in Minecraft, my life would be complete.
Oh, yeah. Emergency.
Gary!
I've made it a few times.
Emergency room green.
Yeah.
It's a color.
Gotcha.
Emergency room green.
Yeah. Baby puke. Brown.
Okay, so PS3, PS4, Minecraft use the same code base as Xbox 360 edition. On Tuesday, 4J Studios revealed that the PS3 and PS4 editions of Minecraft will be essentially the same as the Xbox 360 edition. In response to a fan's question, 4J stated that the underlying code will be the same across all versions, so at least Xbox 360's TU1-3 equivalent. However, 4J didn't indicate whether this would mean updates would be released simultaneously for all consoles. And I would assume almost not. I mean, it seems like that would be kind of the hoops you got to jump through for each platform.
Yeah.
That would just kind of delay things in some weird, awkward, don't release until X date sort of thing. So I think they'll probably finish it up, submit it to everyone, and you'll get it as you get it.
Yeah. Probably. So have you played Minecraft on anything else other than PC, Gricken?
No, I've heard about like the pocket editions and stuff, Xbox, but I haven't had the chance to try them.
Yeah.
Have you guys?
Yes.
A little.
Yeah.
I was going to do a Let's Play on an iPad because I got this new program that can basically put my iPad on the computer so I could fraps it.
Yeah.
And one episode in, I was done. Yeah. It was just painful. I mean, the controls just aren't the same.
Yeah.
Maybe with the new Steam controller.
The thumb trackpads.
It's something to do when you don't have a PC version.
Yeah. I mean, when you're playing with mouse and keyboard, you don't want to mess with doing stuff on a little fake touchpad on the corner of the screen. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I will say the Xperia Play version was so far the best version I've played on a non-PC.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that.
Okay, so also, speaking of Xbox, we have the first texture pack. The Play XBLA website has revealed screenshots of the plastic texture pack, 4J's first texture pack for the... Can I say texture pack anymore? Texture pack. for the Xbox 360 edition of Minecraft, and looks pretty good. And I don't know if y'all have seen this, but it actually does look pretty good.
Yeah.
Described as simple, colorful, and vibrant, this pack greatly simplifies the look of the game, although one screenshot of a ravine shows that the stone blocks look like they escaped from Portal 2! No news yet on release date or pricing, but we'll keep you posted when we learn more.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, it's really clean. Like, there's no, like, dithering, I guess. It's just, like, solid colors, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks cool.
It does look cool, and this is cartoony. The other reason why I don't really want to get used to playing on another variant than the PC is... I don't want to pay for avatars and texture packs and all that sort of thing. But I think it would be great for people who make texture packs if they could put them out on like the XBLI arcade or whatever marketplace to be able to sell them and make some money that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
True that.
So Captain Sparkles was interviewed by The Verge this Tuesday, and they were talking about YouTube's efforts to curb bad comments. And evidently that YouTube has decided to require Google Plus sign-ins for people wishing to comment on videos. And in this article in The Verge, Captain Sparkles was asked his opinion on the matter, and he came down firmly on YouTube's side, stating that he hopes that the move will result in fewer people spamming comments on his videos. The redesign won't come to all videos until later on this year.
That's interesting.
I'm kind of happy about it. There's a couple changes I'm weird about with the new YouTube stuff, but definitely I think they're going to go to a most relevant... like, they're going to have an upvote system, from what I understand.
Basically Reddit for YouTube.
Oh,
so that the bad comments aren't near the top. They get pushed down to the bottom.
Well, and already if they get enough thumbs down, they're invisible, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still get my problem is, and the one thing I would like to see is if someone like thumbs down a video, it's for them to have to put a reason. It could be private, but like give me some feedback. Like if you thumbs down it, I'm not mad at you, but I do want to know why you thumbs down it. What was it about the video that you didn't like? And I think, you know, we saw some in the past where it was like the lightsaber effect, right? Like this has no dislikes, so I'm going to dislike it just so I can be the one person to dislike it.
Yeah.
And that's BS, and we all know it's BS. Mm-hmm. And it probably doesn't really affect anything, because I think we've figured out that the likes and dislikes kind of get added together.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter. Yeah. But it's still just the principle of it. I would like to know... I don't know. Is that weird? Is that just me? Am I getting old?
No, I mean, like I was talking about the creepy gas video. It has more dislikes than normally our videos have, and I'd love to know why.
Except for Beds in the Nether.
I would love to know why. Yeah, that one has
never
a ton.
Compete with that, brother.
That one has like 10,000 downs.
So I'm pretty sure, Cricken, you don't get many dislikes if you get any. But what do you think about that? Like, do you care? Like, do you want to know why? Or
I think it'd be great to know why. And you guys were mentioning like the system where you could like block certain words in your comments or something. I don't know if you actually mentioned that, but I think that'd be amazing. Like, we are looking so forward to that.
That's a good idea.
That's in there.
Oh, that is in there.
We're in the beta, and we can actually do that right now.
We can?
But it
you can do that?
It only does it for certain conversations.
Oh, okay. I got some words I want to put in there. Okay. Excellent.
Yeah, like face cam and vlog. Oh my god.
Wow.
People spam my videos. Horrible.
Yeah, the first word, YouTube. Done.
YouTube.
Oh, is that not a good one to...
Well, there's a lot of spammers that I have to delete on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get... there's a keyword that they always say. I'm not going to say it because it's a spam site. But we get spammed by this virus
Russian?
Site all the time. No, it's all in English.
Yeah. No, I meant, was that the word?
No.
Okay. No.
Well, this is just my email.
But it's the same people. I mean, we get the same comments on our videos all the time.
Maybe
from the same
just
spammers.
Spammers yeah. that like our videos, though. Like,
no.
Do we want to piss out off that segment?
No.
It's a script. Yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah. I'm joking. Like, y'all taking me seriously. Like, no.
God, you're so serious.
Dude,
God, all the
come
time.
Come on.
All
don't
the time you're
being
serious.
A moron.
Brent, you're not listening to what we're trying to say here.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is, I don't care what you're saying. Just put me in the spam filter,
your
all right?
Your face is funny. Looking.
And then I'm going to cry now.
See,
okay,
I make everybody cry.
So the next thing here, Minecraft Papercraft set. Are you fed up with your kids using up all the printer ink to make Minecraft Papercraft? Well, Entertainment Earth has got your back, Jack, for a price. The Minecraft Papercraft Overworld Deluxe set has over 90 pieces of papercraft, including blocks, mobs, and items such as the apples and the bread for only $33.99. If this actually takes your fancy, it can be pre-ordered right now from EE's website ahead of its release next month. So I'm taking a look at this now because I want to see, is this...
It is the deluxe set.
Is this...
You can make trees.
Does anybody see anything that says this is approved by Mojang?
Not offhand.
I mean, that's just flat out stealing their artwork and selling it, which is the one thing they've said please don't do, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. That's something that I'm not.
Well, it has
okay
Minecraft on the label, so I'm going to assume that since it has Minecraft on the front of the box, that they have gotten permission to do this. That this is
it. Actually, has Mojang's logo on there too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think this is legitimate. Yeah.
So it's licensed.
But this is kind of cool. I like this.
Yeah, it is cool.
I still don't know. I still want to know. That's something we'll ask Lydia maybe. Maybe Lydia would tell us if that's. Because if it's approved, it looks pretty cool. I just ended up taking all the color out of my printer. And so my kids had to print everything out in black and white. And then they get sick of doing it. So they stopped.
Really?
The main problem with doing your own paper craft is like actually putting it together. Like, try cutting out an Enderman and actually making it look like an Enderman, and you've got like all this like tape. You're like scotch taping this crap together, and like the arms are, and it looks like almost like a mummy. Everything looks like the same thing because it has so much scotch tape around it. So that's where I would love these things if there was, you know, tabs, you know, where you could stick them in.
Yeah,
and that would be cool. Love to see that. And a big chest to put them all in. Like a big... That's what they need to sell. Like you know, storage. Parents love storage. Anything in the world, any toy, parents love storage. If they sold chest, like nice chest, double wide chest, it would be in every kid's room. Yeah.
Toy box.
Basically,
a big toy box. It'd be in every kid's room in the world.
Yeah.
That
I want one
Minecraft.
Here in the studio to keep our XLR cables and connectors and everything in.
And you can do it cheap. You can do it for under $100. Probably $50 would be at $49.99. Great selling price.
Yep.
And it would be in every house.
That's
and
a great idea.
IKEA, $39.99.
There you go.
IKEA, right? Yeah. Get some meatballs too while you're at it.
And I want a percentage of whoever gets that contract.
Yes,
okay, so we talked about it earlier. The Dead Workers Party, which is us, is looking for writers. So basically, if you can string sentences together and you like talking about games, geekery, any music, things that our community is involved with and loves and likes, that's what we want. We're not trying to compete with Kotaku or like Craft Hub or any specific site. Basically, we just kind of want to bring a general news that makes you want to come look at the website. Oh, what's going on? And so we've got about 5 or 6 writers right now. We're still looking for more. We'd like to see, you know, 2 or 3 articles a day eventually.
Mm-hmm.
If not more, just so maybe people don't have to go to Kotaku. They can just get it, you know, right
Wait,
there.
That sounds
and
like
they go
we're
over
competing.
To forums.
I mean,
well, yeah,
and it's community, but, more community driven and about
yeah.
stuff going on our server.
Our videos.
Reviews or ideas from community members about things, about bigger things. And
like, did Kricken come out with an awesome video this week? I would love to see an article about it.
Yeah,
on their site, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it'd be like, yeah, she's going to be on the show this weekend too. You know, that sort of thing. Let's get the we love our community, and we just want to get everybody involved that much more. Yes,
indeed.
True dat.
So, finally.
And finally.
I know everyone's been waiting on this. It's been a tough one. We've all mentioned that of all the things we want in Minecraft, we want the entire island of the entire country of Great Britain recreated in Minecraft.
Oh,
absolutely.
So the British company Ordnance Survey, the ones who make maps of the British Isles, are showing off another way to represent their map data using Minecraft. OS intern and Minecraft fan Joseph Braybrook teamed up with the OS's innovation labs to take their data and convert it into something that Minecrafters could use, and it took more than 22 billion blocks to create it. Whoa. The recreation, featuring the 86,000 square miles of England, Scotland, and Wales, just took 2 weeks to put together, and that includes the time Joseph took to teach himself Java.
Nice.
Wow, so I'm assuming he scripted it. I mean, they didn't build it, obviously, but still.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nuts. So there you go. You can live in the United Kingdom.
Great Britain adventure map, anybody?
Yes. Camelot. Yes. It's only a model in Minecraft. Shh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Harry Potter.
Ooh.
You look thirsty. Do you want some water?
All right, let's get out of here. Let's do something exciting.
Something new.
Yeah.
Listener contributions. We put that on the shaft. And yes, that was a poop box reference.
I don't know what just happened, but I think I kind of liked it.
Wow. I think we may have crossed a bad line with accepting listener contributions for our listener contribution
button. So, we forgot to get something out of the car today. You didn't bring the loot crate in, did you?
No, but I got the slide whistle.
You brought a loot crate today?
No, they sent us one. Like, we were going to stop doing loot crate because, honestly, it just wasn't really going that well. I mean, a few people would sign up and whatever.
Yeah.
More and more we got input that people were like, well, I found a better deal here. Or I found a better deal there.
Oh, wow.
But I think people were getting confused because you could find a 10% off coupon, but 10% of 13 is less than $3.
Yeah, and you're getting...
But if they got a year... then they would also be getting a better deal. So there's kind of a couple coupons floating around. Anyway, we're still running. I mean, it's... Anyway, I guess to try to get us to do the spiel again, they sent us a loot crate box. Like, I got two this week.
It's a good one, too. I forgot it.
It's got a
we'll show you
turtle
next
in it. Yeah, anyway.
It's got a Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtle. But let's just go ahead and get through all of our sponsors right now, because we forgot to do our Netflix ad. You can go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty and get a free month of Netflix. It's good stuff. I just finished Fringe Season 5. Sad. It's the end.
I'm three episodes in.
Oh, they're three of the fastest episodes you'll watch.
And my quick pick is watch Family Weekend. Ignore the art on the cover. It doesn't even reflect how cool the movie is. But it's called Family Weekend. Go check it out.
I watched a scary movie.
Scary.
The Awakening. Good old school ghost story about a woman who is a ghost skeptic who gets hired to either to figure out what's going on with a ghost in a boarding school.
Which is different from the scary movie.
Yes.
1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
And probably 4 and 5.
I went to boarding school. I didn't see any ghosts.
Okay.
Maybe you were the ghost.
But I reckon. Check out The Awakening if you want a good old school ghost story.
Okay. Nice. And also, you can get a free month of Audible if you go to audibletrial.com/theshaft. They have over 100,000 titles. I'm still listening to the Myth series. There's 18 books in this puppy, and I'm like to 13. Finally getting to the books that I never actually read. So it's interesting stuff. They're real fast. I would probably recommend getting something different just because these are really small. They're 5-hour books. Go get the David Edding stuff or Robert Jordan, or if you're into fantasy, or the Game of Thrones. Those are all like 50-hour books for the same price. So anyway, go on to audibletrial.com/theshaft. All of those help us out, and they will pay us for anybody signing up, which is always good for us. Pays cool. for our lunches.
Lunches.
Okay, so this week we've got a few listener contributions. Thank you for that audio bumper. Who was that from, Eric? Do you remember?
Chimichanga.
From Chimichanga. Thank you so much.
I don't remember.
That was from JBJ Blaze.
There you go. Thanks.
So thank you so much.
Thanks.
We also have from Mitch Matey, who says it would be really cool. Really, it would be really cool, guys. That's my Miley Cyrus. You like that? It's really, really cool.
Sounds like it with a deep
really
voice
cool.
And
Miley Cyrus, are you guys gonna like, you should redo her impersonation of like Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
Wanna just go?
You wanna see me on a Wrecking Ball?
Oh, yeah. Naked Brand on a Wrecking Ball?
Oh, yeah.
That could be good. Yeah, that could be a big heavy hitter on YouTube.
It could be. It could also like make me slip my wrist.
Yeah.
One or the other. I don't want to see those comments. Like, we would be banning so many words from that thing.
Brent, I don't get it. You're supposed to be Miles or the Wrecking Ball.
It's
I don't
really,
know.
Really cool. Really cool what you did there, Wes. So anyway, it goes on from Mitch Matey. It would be really cool if you guys, that is Wes, made PlayUnkon travel around the country instead of always being, it's not in Huntsville, but being near Huntsville. It might be a little easier for other people, cough, cough, me, to get there. Thanks for the show, guys. You're awesome.
Okay. So here's the deal.
Here it is.
It's really cool.
Running conventions is hard. And, you know, like, finding a way to do it in an area where you're going to get people there is tough. I mean, and then, okay, let's say we decided we wanted to do one in Washington State.
Which would be really cool.
We would want to do, like, let's say we wanted to do a PlayUnkon in Portland. And we said, okay, we're going to do what? First, we got to pick a weekend that's not up against something else in the area. The second thing is we got to get a place to have it, which means we have to travel up there and find a good hotel to host it in, okay? That's going to give us a good deal. Then we have to get together all the people in the area who we know are going to come and be willing to do stuff. That is a lot of work. Now, I'll say this. When we first founded the company that does PlayUnkon, our whole goal was to help other people run conventions. And if you want to do a convention in your area and you would like to get us to help you do it, we will be happy to help you. But it is, I mean, a traveling con is really, really hard to do.
Yeah. But really cool, guys.
So, Cricken, do you go to conventions?
I've never been to one.
Ooh.
I just started doing stuff on the internet and stuff, so.
Oh.
I know, I'm new to this. I'm a noob.
I'm a male model. I'm not sure if. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
See? That's how it works.
Bonjour.
I heard it on the internet, so it's true.
That commercial's my favorite.
Isn't it? I love that one. Just the look when he's like, bonjour. See? Okay, so also from Mabria Boys asks, are the Shaftlands up? Because I've checked but never find anything.
I know a guy who was on there just the other day.
Was that Wes Wilson?
Wes Wilson.
He's really, really cool.
That guy.
Really, really
he
cool.
He griefed some guy's floating cobblestone castle or something like that.
I did. I totally griefed it.
So just go to deadworkers.com, click on, actually under community, there's a Shaftlands link. It will give you all the information on how to actually get on the Shaftlands and whatnot. So we've got some awesome mods there that take care of that for us. And they're really, really cool.
What is
guys,
really cool?
Y'all. Okay, so from Zuchi. Zuki.
Zuki.
Anybody else want to read this?
X-O-U-C-I. How would you say that?
I would say it's Zuchi. Because when you...
Zauchi?
Zuchi. Zuchi. I would say Zuchi.
Zuchi.
I was on a server called Colorcraft with a U.
Kula.
Colorcraft. Oh. The British spelling. And when I logged in one day, there were 54 different people posing as Eric Fullerton. So I called them all idiots and got banned from the server.
That's
weird. Not really, really cool.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
I see you have not met Eric's 54 twin brothers.
Yeah, it was me and my bros.
This is my brother Eric Fullerton and my other brother Eric Fullerton.
So is there there's some sort of bucket plug-in exploit thing where you can log in as somebody else, or?
Well, there was, but this is probably just like how we were on Hypixel and you could change into other people.
Oh, an MD mob disguise.
Yeah, mob disguise, or or this may be the Eric Fullerton mod that when you log in, everybody's Eric Fullerton and he just didn't realize it.
Well, here's
and he was actually Eric Fullerton tool.
And here's a trick to know if it's the real Eric Fullerton. Ask me a question
about Minecraft and he won't know it.
And if my answer makes you cry, then I'm the real Eric Fullerton. So if none of those Erics made you cry, fakes.
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 Next.
The next.
Well, I was just going to say, like, we got on Hypixel server and pretended to be, like, weren't you guys being Simon and Lewis?
Oh, yeah,
we were. Yeah, we were.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, there are...
But
there
for,
are,
like, 2 minutes.
And there are disguise... Okay. There are disguise... Like, there's mob disguise on servers. And you can get on some servers and type /D, you know, player space Eric Fullerton, and then you can look like Eric Fullerton, you know?
Yeah, we almost got banned, though, so we don't suggest actually doing that.
Yeah.
He got a little angry and told us to stop, so we did.
It was still fun.
Yeah, it was funny.
Fun stuff. Just being those guys for a few minutes on the server made my life. Made my life really, really cool.
Oh, is it Miley again?
No.
Oh. Well, she lives inside your body.
Last but not least, the brick comrade who says, "Hey, Shaft, now that Scrolls is a playable game, will you ever put out The Ream episode number 2? So, The Ream, for people who don't know what it was, 2 years ago for April Fools, we did a joke Shaft podcast where we did a Scrolls podcast because there was absolutely no information. There was like 2 cards released, like possibly could be in the game, and we did a full show basically on Scrolls the game when no one knew anything, and it was called The Ream.
Yeah,
and
that's ridiculous.
Scrolls! So go back and listen to it if you didn't, and the answer is no. I'm just being honest. No. We don't really have time right now. Like we just basically, not canned, but we put our 7 Days to Die podcast on hiatus until they start doing stuff.
We're too silly for, I mean, we're too serious for silly jokes and nonsense like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Have you played Scrolls yet, Cricken?
No, I've never even looked at Scrolls. Is it good? Should I try it out?
I haven't played it since Alpha, so I don't know. It seems like a lot of people like it if you like the card games and the...
It's a turn-based strategy / card game.
What were those other
games
we
played? So it's complicated. I can't do complicated things.
Yeah. A little. Actually, I would just, you know, look it up on YouTube and watch people play it and go, is that a game I would like?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
I just noticed that my alpha invite was never registered on my Mojang account when you had me change my password the other day because of the bucket thing. Yeah. I went and looked and went, oh, and so I went and put in my Scrolls thing. I've never played Scrolls, actually.
Scrolls!
Even though I was part of the hosting of The Ream.
Yes, The Ream host.
You got a free account for it.
You got reamed. All right, let's go to the next one. Let's do it!
Excavation Station.
Yeah, this is a segment where we talk about stuff that you want in the game.
Is there anything in Minecraft, Cricken, that you've always wanted? Or an item, some ability, anything that you think is missing?
Other than SpongeBob, more food. I want Oreos and ice cream.
Oreos!
That's
Oreos
pretty much it.
Oreos and ice cream. That's
there is cool. Sugar and milk in the game.
Yeah.
Ice cream?
You can make cookies, but not Oreos.
And you can't make ice cream with sugar and milk.
There is ice in the game.
See,
or there's
ice,
snow
sugar, and milk. You could make ice cream.
Yeah.
We should make that a mod.
I know.
Talk to people, make that a thing.
So why Oreos?
Seriously, why Oreos?
I mean, you just like Oreos, I guess? I don't know.
Of
why
course.
Not asparagus or, I don't know.
And are we talking just ice cream in general or like Ben and Jerry's?
Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's.
Definitely. You have to. With all their names, you like have individual names and stuff.
I saw the proper way on sharing Ben and Jerry's the other day, and I've got to admit, it is the proper way. You just cut it down the middle before you even open it, and then just spoon it out the side.
Yeah, I saw that too.
How the about, proper way is just not sharing.
It's true. It's true.
And maybe a low-fat yogurt for those that don't need it.
Yeah. It's a video game.
Yeah. Huh?
There should not be dyed anything in a video game.
Yeah.
Ever. You know, with Splenda in it.
That is not really, really cool.
So are you a regular Oreos kind of girl or a double stuff kind of girl?
Oh.
Depends on what we have. I prefer double stuff. I keep Oreos over there. But
and how about that? Are you a golden Oreos girl?
No. No, they have to be chocolate.
What is golden Oreos
those
for?
Those are the ones with the vanilla cookies. Oh, they're so good.
Oh, vanilla?
That's not an Oreo.
They are.
I
they're
can't
golden
do
Oreos.
That.
That's not real.
It's chocolate.
They're real.
That's imported from somewhere.
The golden is for freaks.
Fictitious world.
And then there's the ones that are the fudge-covered peanut butter Oreos. Oh,
those
my
are just
God.
I haven't tried those.
Oh, they're so good.
I want an Oreo with little pepperoni slices on it.
No.
Can I have one of those?
No.
Oh, is that too
none
weird?
Of that.
Well, did you say pepperoni slices on it?
Yeah. Why not?
What about, like, in it?
No, that's weird, man. Freaking weird.
Okay, so the first one
that.
Here we have from Mysterious Maverick, and they want abandoned villages. This is a generated structure with a chance to spawn in place of a regular village. An NPC village that looks to be in ruins and no villagers in sight. There would be an increased chance of zombies to spawn. A single large building might hide a zombie spawner. There would be evidence that villagers attempted a last stand, though. A chest or two with supplies stashed inside could be found in the village somewhere.
I like the idea of overrun villages. I like it better than real villages getting wiped out by zombies.
I guess I just see this as, like, it's going to happen. Like, if you want it, just find the village and then let it happen.
Yeah.
Like, overnight. Like, it doesn't take long for it to be ruined.
Hmm.
So why, like, force a ruined village? It's like, now I found a village that's ruined already and I didn't screw it up myself.
Yeah. Yeah, they're too easy to ruin anyway.
Like, maybe if it was like a villager city, right? Like multi-story complexes that you could go through and stuff. Like something a little villager grander city? Than just a little village, right?
How about a village made of villagers? Whoa. No.
Like which ones? All of them? And they're just holding each other up.
It's like a house made of villagers.
Would the door be a villager so you'd click on him?
Yeah, totally.
I like the idea of a city. That'd be cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ding.
More variety of like a town square kind of thing, you know?
I'm talking about like high rises.
Oh, like a big
city. Like
downtown.
It fills a full chunk. Of like tall high rises and maybe in like a little park in the center.
Oh, wow. So you're talking almost like a whole biome filled with cities and roads and.
Yeah.
And,
but it's like destructed. It's like apocalypse hit,
that's
right?
That's cool. I like that.
And so you could go in and find some chests every once in a while that had stuff, but there would be zombies and skeletons and.
I do like that. Okay. I'm kind of down for that. It's got to be super rare, though.
Yeah.
I mean, and there would still be, like, villagers up in the high-rises, like, making their little noises.
Yeah.
Like, one villager who's watching, what movie was he watching? I just ruined it.
I don't know.
Like, he's Shrek. Watching, he was watching Shrek, wasn't he?
Why is he watching Shrek?
That was the movie with Will Smith. It was the zombie thing. And he was, like, the lone survivor in the city, and then the people found him.
Oh, with Will Smith? Yeah, that one. I forgot what it's called.
Wasn't Shrek the movie he was watching? His only movie he had? He watched it over and over again, so he did it line for line. Anyway, we're kind of off.
Maybe a 50 Cent movie or something.
Yeah, 50 Cent everywhere. A little 350 action. That's what we need. So what else we got from Freaky Freaks?
I Am Legend. There you go. There thanks, you go. Cheddarface and Aztec Consulting. Everybody in the chat room knew it, but you didn't. Next. Hey, and let's have Crickin read. You want to read the rest of these just for fun?
The rest? I don't know what we're reading.
Oh, we're in an excavation station where it says...
Dispenser improvements.
Why don't you do this one? I'll do the next one.
I'll do this one.
Okay.
Freaky Freak wants dispensers to act as if they were right clicking. I can't say that word for some reason. So it can plant seed and breed cows. I think a lot of people will like this level of automation.
So as okay, dispensers to act as if they were right clicking.
Right clicking. I guess automatically.
So some of them actually kind of do.
But isn't that act? What is it? It's not called a dispenser. It's called a
placer.
An act like a.
It's the other one, not the dispenser, but the.
And that does right click.
Yeah, I mean, like the armor. If you dispense armor and you stand up against it, doesn't it? It puts it on.
Yeah. But now the one thing about it is
a dropper.
Thank
you, McLarkey. Oh, a dropper.
But it won't plant seeds, will it? It won't do something on the space next to it, will it? Will it plant seeds?
Like a flint and steel will catch the block on fire. So
just use the new rails with the command block that drives around and have it plant seeds for you. Bam.
Get Seth to write you some software and
Skynet, something like that. So are you down to a single chunk biome, Griggin?
Oh yeah, I can do this. Awesome. Okay, so Freaky Freak 7 sent. Oh, no, that's okay.
We can redo Peter, it.
I could just redo that one. Peter says single chunk biome world and type inspired by something I saw in one of Paul Soares Jr.'s videos. My idea is the possibility of a new world type where every biome takes up one chunk. So that'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
A biome. It takes up one chunk. But okay, so like how big is a chunk again? It's
they're small.
16 by 16?
Yeah, no. It's bigger than that.
32 by 32.
I see a 32 or 64. It might be 64 by 64.
I may be just making up numbers here.
So it seems like it would be too small, right? Because say you're in your tower in a castle or something, and out there in the land is a bunch of little chunks, little areas of desert, 16. Snow, mountain, plains, swamps, all in little checkerboard fashion. I mean, to me, that doesn't seem like it would be very natural looking.
Like the extreme hills biomes, or just be like a chunk of a mountain?
Yeah, it'd be like a awkward, like a one, like weird, like... Yeah, it wouldn't even be a mountain.
Like sticking out of the ground.
It'd be like a spike or something, you know? Yeah, I don't know. One chunk?
Yeah, it's tiny.
Tiny.
So, but is this like an option? It's a world type. It's kind of like choosing...
it is a world type. So it's not like... Okay, I see.
Saying if you want to screw your world up, do this. But the one thing I can say is like with these new... hey, here's 40 billion new types of biomes. You would get a chance to see them all.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how y'all play, but when I play a world and I'm doing stuff, for the first month or year, I see like three biomes. I basically run to a village, is what I like to do, or find a starting area, but then I'm pretty much there in that biome for a long time.
Yeah.
So this would be a way to have a lot of biomes real quick. So... I don't know.
Maybe not one per chunk, though. Maybe like maybe you could have like a checkerboard world that's like, you know, five or six chunks square, you know?
Yeah.
And this is kind of in Feed the Beast and the Mistcraft stuff. You can make worlds that basically checkerboard. So then you can add on whatever biomes you want and put them into a checkerboard pattern like that.
Yeah. I'd like to see it out of curiosity, just to see like what in the world it would look like. I mean, I'm sure you could generate a map that does this, a survival map, you know, and say, okay, here's the weird chunk biome world, and have fun. But I don't know. I guess we could see what Nosh thinks. What do you think about this idea?
Worst idea ever.
All right. Well, apparently he's not down with it.
That guy has terrible taste. That guy.
I guess I'm reading ahead, but this is still interesting that we do have an article that Astrogali found us about Mojang appoints Jazzwares as Minecraft toy and electronics partner. So this holiday season, they're going to be bringing stuff to us, which I guess is like the papercraft stuff. So very cool.
We also have another one submitted by Mabry Boys. Doorbells. There should be craftable doorbell blocks. This would be good for people who are either too lazy or don't know how to make a doorbell with note blocks.
Oh.
I don't... How would it be... I mean...
So, it's a block that
plays five or six different tones.
Yeah, maybe
just a ding dong.
Yeah, or I mean, maybe a sequence.
Like, you know, take up the same room as like a switch does, or whatever, and it's just a button that you.
Yeah.
Or that's basically all it would be, right? A button.
Maybe it's like an alarm block or something.
A red button.
Maybe that just does something like very subtle like this.
There's somebody at the door!
Who could it be? Could it be Miley Cyrus? All right, y'all. All
right, y'all.
I'm Miley Cyrus.
Then she breaks open your front door with a wrecking ball.
Like and I'm naked on it, apparently.
Guess who's home? Make me some of them apple ciders.
So, okay, let's move on. I see something here.
Yeah, let's move on.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Amazing.
That's so absolutely freaking cool, guys.
So, our first thing here, the blue... A vanilla mod has just launched version 2.0.
You forgot to say something about mcprohosting.com.
I did. Do you want to say it? Or do you want me to?
Sure. mcprohosting.com. You can use the code CHEFPODCAST to get 15% off your order. They run all of our servers. They are awesome. I think they run pretty much everybody's servers who has servers these days. So if you have a server and you're with someone else, you need to delete your account immediately and run over to mcprohosting.com and be someone. Quit being a no one.
Yes.
Get with mcprohosting.com today.
And these are good people. Really, really good people. They are eager to work hard. They'll talk with you. I'm a big fan of MC Pro Hosting.
And Miley Cyrus would say, they're really, really cool guys. You need to go with MC Pro Hosting.
She gets more Southern by the minute, I think.
She's the worst Southern accent for a Southern girl I've ever heard. So the Minecraft Blue Vanilla mod has just launched version 2.0. Version
That's
1
really, really cool.
Brought you hundreds of new structures to find and explore in your Minecraft world, along with new music discs and books to find. Version 2 adds many, many more structures, but that's not the real story.
Dun, 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 dun.
The latest update adds in custom mobs,
what?
Ranging from tiny poisonous spiders to scarab beetles to ghosts and mummies, all the way up to the elusive Yeti and the dangerous malfunctioning Iron Golem.
Bum, 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 hey. Bum.
Some mobs have custom AI mapping. If you think a mob is trying to sneak around you to attack you from behind, you're probably right. And there are many other surprises waiting for you in Blue Vanilla 2.0.
This is scary.
I know. And they're going to have a Halloween update, a Thanksgiving update, and a Christmas update.
That's awesome. I want a twerking Iron Golem, I think.
I think it's already in there.
Hmm?
Anyway. And it's really, really cool.
We'll have the link in the show notes, but if you want to, you can go to srjdesign.com/Minecraft and download Bouvenel. This SRJ is awesome. He's like worked with us.
Did you say he's twerked with us?
Yes.
That's really, really cool.
Anyway, go check it out.
Okay, the first video we have here is The Last Diamond. It's a teaser trailer about a minute long from MC Crafted Films. Has been working sci-fi Minecraft machinima inspired by J.J. Abrams. So you can expect...
This looks good.
A lot of lens flares, right?
Yeah.
It's inspired.
Yeah, anyway. It's a teaser trailer. So this will be coming out... let's see. It just says coming out soon.
This is out, but episode 1... is coming out soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, the teaser trailer's already here.
It's really, really cool. So the next one here is a Minecraft tutorial on fully functional aquarium. Way, way back in episode 56, we featured an auto-restocking fish tank by Browse of Steel. Well, Generic B has built a different sort of aquarium, and it's very, very cool.
Is it really?
It is.
Excellent.
Very, very cool.
And went and saw his big fish bowl. Anyway, sorry.
What's next on the list of awesome things?
Really? You want me to go?
Sure.
Next, we've got Antichamber in Minecraft. iChan has been working on a mod which brings the weird and wonderful game Antichamber to Minecraft. It's still a work in progress, but going by this gallery, it's looking good.
Yeah. So this is all in the show notes, and you'll see some screenshots of this. And it has that shell cel-shaded look, and it looks amazing. You wouldn't even know this was in Minecraft. Really cool. Really, really cool.
And lastly, but not least, there's a new map with a schematic by MG Platinum, and it gives you a fully operational TARDIS with 6 unique locations, 5 unique temporal settings, and the proper sound effects to go with it. What's more, it's designed to be used in vanilla Minecraft. So if you want to see this and many, many more really, really cool links and videos, be sure to look at the show notes.
Yeah.
Is it bigger on the inside?
It appears to be.
That's what she said.
You'll have to download it and see.
If it's not, I'm going to have to download it and check it out.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of videos and such that people should download, look at, and check out, what's going up on your channel right now that people should go over and take a look at?
Mini games, like all mini games. I can't name any. I should go and look.
Did you just
milk
put anything,
the cow?
Anything out today?
Out today, Ultra Hardcore Survival.
Nice.
That's crazy.
How'd you do?
Did I suck at it.
You do? Okay.
We do too. So
yeah.
We should team up.
Yeah, we could.
We can be bad together.
I think if you get a bunch of people who suck together, their gravitational attraction pulls them together and makes them suck even worse.
Yeah, that is how that works.
We could be like a black hole, though, and we could pull everybody else down with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could work out well.
First start, that blame the controller dude.
Yeah.
He won the last season of the Minecraft, I think, so. Take him out. The rest are easy. who is it?
Housekeeping!
Hey, she's back!
Housekeeping!
I thought she was gone forever.
Meet Barbilo!
Oh, we clean the place, and then she comes back.
Yeah. I know, you guys finally took care of the place.
Yeah.
Since
we can't have her clean anything, she can just sit in on this and hang out.
Oh, I'll eat these mints.
I'm so confused.
So are we.
Yeah, if you watch the show for a while, you sort of figure it out.
So this is housekeeping. The housekeeper is here. What's your name, by the way? Put her on the spot. She's never told us her name.
That's right. We never interviewed
this
the
is some
housekeeper.
Dead Workers Party, the Shaft lore.
Consuela.
Oh. So, Consuela, I'm going to have to remember that now. Yeah. I screwed my own self. Consuela, she basically introduces housekeeping, which then we talk about what is going on, I guess, on the business side of the house. And right now, it's the Dead Workers Party, which is our LAN party coming up Columbus Day weekend, October 11th. Through the 13th. We have about, I think, 28 people have signed up and will be here. We took orders for t-shirts, which we were gonna do for $10, and if we have any extras, we'll probably sell them to the public. They're really cool looking. Boomrocker updated our logo and made a distressed version, which looks really cool. So you'll see that there's a lot of events happening, a lot of games, and we'll be streaming 24/7 pretty much. And
always have cameras on, and you know, you can get in front of them, hang out with the chat room, whatever. And and then, you know, if we have certain events, of course the camera will be on it, and then we'll be tweeting out on our follow us at twitter.com/deadworkers. It's probably where we're going to be tweeting, like, okay, we're streaming the us watching the Star Wars recreation movie from Paradise Decay. Or we're doing a rock band concert competition or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a cool event.
It'll be really cool. And it's absolutely free. I mean, besides your hotel, lodging, and travel and food, there's no cost to actually go to it. So if you were on the fence thinking about it, just go to deadworkers.eventbrite.com and sign up so we can be sure to include you if we have like loot bags or anything to give away. That's basically, we're just trying to get a head count.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's about it.
That is about it, I do believe.
Be sure to go to our channel, Dead Workers Party, on YouTube. Big thank you to Cricken this week. She's been fabulous as a guest on the show, so head on over.
Thanks for inviting me. It's cool.
Well, it's been great, and everybody needs to head over to It's Cricken. That's K-R-I-C-K-E-N with an I-T-S in the beginning on YouTube. And watch some videos and let her know you came from the Dead Workers Party or The Shaft. And we'll try to get you back on in a year. And you'll definitely have to go to MineCon next year since you're not going this year.
I will. We'll like meet up. It'll be cool.
That will be awesome.
Eat some pizza and Oreos.
Yes.
Yeah, and some, with pepperoni on them.
And some Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah. Ben and Jerry's with anchovies.
Ugh. What is going on in your head?
I don't know. He doesn't even eat this stuff he's talking about. He's just making it up.
Just suggestions for you guys to eat and tell me how it tastes.
It tastes delicious. So... Also, send us emails at theshaft@deadworkers.com. Call us at 256-812-1010. Listen to our other fine podcasts, deadworkers.com. And watch us live every Friday at 8 p.m. Central here. That's deadworkers.com/live.
That's right.
And congrats on the PS4. Cricken, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And we'll have to do some adventure maps or something with you.
Yeah, show me some good ones I've never tried.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we should get together and play some stuff. Also, you should get a Twitch thing going, too. Streaming's big and fun and, you know.
I'll have to look at it. I'll have to figure it out. And if I do, I'll definitely,
get some streaming going.
I've been streaming this week.
Oh, yeah? What you been streaming?
I streamed some Witcher 2, and I streamed some Skyrim. I finished Dragonborn.
Oh, you finished it?
Yep.
Oh.
And I've also got a Prison Architect that I'm going to start soon. Going to try out some Prison Architect on the stream, see how that goes.
Oh, yeah?
Throw some people in the jail cells.
Nice. We might stream. I think we're going to be gearing up to do some adventure maps here soon. Also, there's a speed parkour map that we want to play. It's a four-player game where everybody races from A to B, and should be fun. It's gonna be a good time. And now we just sit here and
A big thank you to all of our moderators and people who help us on our Twitter feed, our stream feed, the website, our new editors. It's becoming a huge family of people who help us. Maintain the site, the show, and everything, and we appreciate it. We love you. Big heart, less than three. And come back next week. You never know who you'll find.
In the shaft.
I was going to say in the trunk.
Oh, in the trunk.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. The shaft that eats like a meal.